adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. Isn't it good we don't do a real radio show? Because if we did, we'd have to be embarrassed and apologize when there's F-ups
be
and things like that.
About.
Well, or someone would be.
Yeah, somebody would be, yes.
We might be.
I would fire you.
You would fire us? Yeah. Yellow Card is here tonight. Let me just, we'll just officially start the show.
Are we on the air?
I think we may be on the air.
The power is actually going on and off out here. I think that's what screwed everything up.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Well, I was sitting on the parking lot, and I were out there, and the street, whole block went dark.
Oh, really?
Big, huge generator fires up behind the station.
Oh, don't excite me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, big thing of black smoke.
Don't even pretend like we can leave.
No.
I get excited. Everything is school to me. If there's an earthquake, if there's snow, if there's something,
fire.
And we don't fire, I would
fire.
Be stoked if I was a kid and there was these fires right now. Yellow Card is in studio tonight. We got Ryan, Alex, and Ben here. Ocean Avenue is the name of the CD. And let's see, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Phone number?
1-800-LOVE-191. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi.
You guys got to share a mic.
What's up with this tech guy here? My headphones aren't working.
Are they working?
There should be
something to turn down there.
Volume knob.
I want to hear.
We call them cans in the business, by the way.
Dude, get with it.
Yeah.
Turn up your cans.
I got you now.
Headphones. Did you hear that one, Drew? Oh, man. That is lame, man. These guys are, it's funny. These guys are from Jacksonville, Florida. We have I'll tell these guys about the game we play at the writers' meeting every day to Jimmy Kimmel Live, which is called Germany or Florida. And somebody comes in and says they taught their schnauzer to do the Heil Hitler, and everybody at the table has to think, is this out of Florida or is this in Germany? And we're about 75-80%, but it could be a game that sweeps the nation, Florida or Germany. And it's just whatever story about guys, having sex with the corpse of their wife 8 years after she was killed in a riding mower accident or something. Bill, I'll put it all on Florida. Yeah, no. Yeah, really, there should be a board game called Florida or Germany. And don't ask me how Germany turned into the Florida of Europe. I mean, I don't know what's going on over there in Germany. They seem pretty buttoned up over there.
Why Florida, though? Why Florida?
I don't know why Florida.
That.
We ask ourselves why Florida.
It's shaped like a penis.
There's something.
There's always a tie-in.
There's something that attracts the free spirits, I'll euphemistically call them, to Florida. But I don't know what
it's
is.
A pretty weird place.
What's weird is Florida's just a good, weird place with weird people, and thus there's weird things that come out of it. Germany's a really buttoned-down place that has weird things come out of it, probably because it's buttoned-down. But there's different reasons why weird things come out of Germany and Florida. But, again,
strangely, the same kinds of things come out of both places, though.
Yeah, that's why it's tough.
Different means to the end, right?
It's a tough game, Drew.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to bring you a big. We're keeping a whole sheet of them. We'll bring them in one night, and I'll read them up. So you guys are out on tour with Less Than Jake, who's been in here many times. How you doing with those guys?
They're pretty good friends of ours.
Yeah,
they're kind of like godfathers, if you know what I mean. So they're a bit older than
really
than us youngins.
Really,
I didn't know. I thought Silverchair was older than Less Than Jake. I didn't know there was anybody older than, or younger than Less Than Jake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought they were like 24, those guys.
You're wrong.
How old are you guys?
We're like 24, 25.
Okay.
And those guys are like...
we've known them since they were 24, 25.
There you go.
Maybe that's what it is. Also, Yellow Card is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the aforementioned Jimmy Kimmel Live, November 21st. So, I'm predicting, I'm going out on a limb, Drew. I say by November 21st, it's going to be down into the lower 90s. I think it's going to dip down
November
into the 90s.
21st?
By the end of November out here, it's going to dip into the lower 90s.
We'll still be literally, it's funny that we have been complaining about the heat for a week. The southern state of California, the southern half, just combusted, just caught on fire.
Yeah,
so hot, so
what's
long.
What's up
just,
with the fires?
How? It's been 100 degrees for 10 days. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
windy.
And then on the heels of the summer where it's been 100 degrees and it's been real dry.
Dry, and there's all this fuel built up from a wet winter.
Yeah.
Today we were driving down the 101 through Camarillo, and the fires are actually on like
the freeway
side
yeah.
of the mountain.
Yeah.
It's
right.
not like, oh, I see the smoke in the distance.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
like, oh, there's a house on fire.
Yeah. Oh,
great.
It's we're due for good earthquake too.
Yes.
You know, you know what I get the feeling. I'm picturing like the terrorists sitting in some Al Qaeda cell somewhere, yeah. saying, "Oh, we have attacked New York. Next, we attack California," and then they go,
Why bother?
They got governor. They got Schwarzenegger in there. There's earthquakes. They got the problems with the illegals. It's been 100 degrees. It's on fire. All right. They've had enough. Those people have suffered enough.
Life
Let's focus on Florida.
Mom.
Nothing bad's going to happen in Florida. There's too many deadbeat dads over there, and besides, this is where the terrorists take their flight school. This is home base. Florida's home base. They're not going to mess with Florida.
They want to take out skyscrapers, not trailer parks.
Right. I think they might not mess with Los Angeles either, because they're not going to get that many white people,
right.
and they're looking for white people.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. They don't want to blow up some cabbage truck filled with illegals. They want Whitey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. They're not going to find him here.
Whitey's the minority here.
No, yeah, yeah. Hey, you go to Iowa or something you want to blow. You want to get Whitey? You head to the middle of the country, folks. All right. Let's...
How does the Mexican in the group feel about what they're talking about right now?
That's a compliment.
I back it.
It's a compliment. No, but here's all I'm saying. They want to see images of, like, blonde-haired, round-eyed, lily-white kids crying. That's what they want.
And they want the guy with the skinny, dark tie and the white button-down shirt.
Yeah.
Those
Who
guys.
Are you talking about?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah.
are Mormons.
Yeah. They're but they want Whitey, and they're not going to find him in Los
yeah.
Angeles.
All right. They should go to Utah.
Go to Utah. There you go.
Yeah.
You guys hear that? Richard?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So my question, I guess, is a little more for Drew, but Adam, just want to let you know, I live by you. You're a great man.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so I'm 16. I've been going out with the same girl for 13 months, and it's kind of aggravating because I can't make her come through sex, only through oral sex.
Which is normal,
mm-hmm.
which would be, in fact, ahead of the game at 16.
How old is she? Because I'm 24, and I still haven't pulled that off yet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, she's 15, but she's about to turn 16.
Oh,
well,
that makes all the difference.
Dude.
Yeah.
You
well,
got
I mean,
way to go, though.
You're ahead of the game.
It takes like 30 minutes, though. Like
orally.
I'm down there a long time.
It feels like 30. It's
yeah.
probably only about a minute, 15 seconds.
Amen.
Hey, you know. But it's just, it's not like, it's nothing with me, it's just the way
No, that is the way she's wired at that age.
Really?
Yes.
All right, and
If you ever wondered if male, female is different, just ponder that for a few minutes. Think
right,
about
hey.
How you're wired with the trigger.
Right.
All right.
Wait a minute, how old
up,
is she?
Up here.
Well,
oh, wrong caller, sorry.
She's
okay.
15 right now.
All right, what's up? You done?
Well, that and I'm with you on the heat problem. California is terrible.
Yeah, you're up in San Francisco.
Yeah, but, you know, it was like 90 degrees here today.
No way.
I'm not in San Francisco. I'm in the Bay Area. I'm down in, like, down in the Menlo Park, Atherton, Palo Alto area.
All right. It can warm up a little there, but still, it's not what it is here.
We're playing in Palo Alto tomorrow. You should come, dude.
You and Les and Jake, right?
Negative.
No, just us.
Oh, just you guys? Where are you playing?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. All right. Well, I'll look you guys up.
Yeah, go on the website.
Yeah.
Yellowcardrock.com.
Right,
thanks a lot, Drew.
All right, Richard.
All right, good times. Jesus. That guy was 16. He didn't sound squirrely at all, did he?
No, well,
it's a guy's log some time downstairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know whether to say that that's, like, awesome, like, way to go, dude, or, like, your parents should be checking up on you more.
But I think it's like when a 16-year-old guy who's never been down there before, he on his way down, he's like, and then he comes down, and he's like, yeah. That was righteous. You come up a man. You go down a boy, you come up a man. That's what that is.
In the same minute and 50 seconds.
That's right.
You transform.
Guys don't get enough credit for staying down there.
For hanging in?
for hanging in. It can take a woman a while sometimes. Yeah. It'll take a woman 15, 20, 25 minutes. Yeah. And hanging out down there for a long period of time, that ain't easy. That's a hostile environment. It is. Because I'll tell you, women constantly complain about giving oral sex to the guy, but they're not sort of, they don't have the head wedged between the thighs, you know, and building up heat.
You're
breathing your own carbon dioxide. You know, it's tough down there.
Maybe after like a whole night of dancing and drinking in a bar.
Oh yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true.
It's true. That's the truth. That's right. The ghosts of many men who've been there before you have to contend with them. It's difficult. Janessa?
Hi.
You're 15? Oh, no, you're 25. What's up?
Yeah, I'm 25. Mm-hmm. I'm calling because, like, I have trouble, like, when I'm going out with a guy, when I'm starting to date someone, I have trouble knowing whether they're actually into me or if they're just kind of interested in hooking up with me, and kind of, like, when to decide that, you know, that it maybe is something more than them just... being attracted to my body, basically.
Are you hot?
I'm cute.
All right.
Good.
That's a little beat too long.
Are you hot or not? What are you?
Yeah.
No, you're hot. Just tell us. Are you hot?
That was the extra super.
She's hot? Oh, you mean you're super hot.
Let's just be honest here.
I think I'm better than average looking, but I have a lot of other things going for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, keep them to yourself.
Are you dealing with a lot of guys who are, like, dating you and then bailing on you right after they hook up with you? Is that the problem?
That's happened, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's some of that...
Boys will be boys.
Right, some of that's normal, exactly.
Do you think it's
the kind of guys you're selecting to be with?
I kind of feel like maybe it is, but I also feel like I've gone out with so many different guys at this point that, you know, it's like, well...
All right, but they're all winners, right?
Everyone's
winners. You need some losers.
They're winners on paper. They seem like it.
I know. Yeah, okay. They know it.
Point being, you date a loser like me.
Yeah, you gotta date someone who's a little bit hungry.
Yeah, date like a little geeky kid who plays guitar and hides behind a rock band because he's a geek.
Not even
date a geek.
Yeah, but not even in a band. If you're
going to
challenge yourself.
He's in a chess club. One of those guys.
Yeah, try one of those.
Chess club.
What are you doing now?
Seriously, like, so where would you recommend that I meet?
Hang on a second. What are you doing? What are you doing now? What is it? How do you support yourself?
I teach high school.
Teach high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
And when you said you have a lot of things to offer, what were you referring to?
No, like in terms of my intelligence, in terms of my athletics. Like I'm very athletic. I keep myself in shape. I travel all over the world. Like, I don't know. Like, I have a lot more to offer than my body.
And where have you been meeting these guys that just want you for the body?
Just different places.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
I live in Sacramento.
Do your friends ever set you up?
There's a lot of college boys in Sacramento.
Do your friends ever set you up?
They, not really.
All right, I'm bored. Well, look, she's hot, big deal.
Yeah, but she's
25. She's going through some growing pains.
You know, it's convenient. We're playing Sacramento in a couple of days.
So. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
I think she's trying to settle down, and that's just too early.
I think she needs to meet people that other people know.
Let them know.
It's people that there's sort of a pedigree on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Referred by somebody, recommended by somebody, knew them, a nice guy, definitely nice guy. Not a guy that's just every single guy she meets is just going to want to sleep with her. Every single one.
Yeah.
But some of them are also going to have sort of other interests in a relationship and whatnot, and the only way she's going to really reliably know that is if somebody tells her. Because the guy's not going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, you can't believe the guy, can you? No matter what.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, every single guy's going to look for the sex.
Right.
Well, here's the false truth. How many ugly girls have you gone up to and hit on and said, boy, you want to go out and get some coffee? I'd really like to meet you.
Yeah.
None.
That's right. Except for Drew. Because he's a passionate man. He's a man of exquisite passion. We got a Germany or Florida. We should start playing this Sunday night,
absolutely.
Germany or Florida.
Absolutely. People should call in with the stories, and we'll pick.
Natalie?
Yeah.
Do you have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, don't tell us which. Let us predict.
Right.
Can we predict?
Okay, first let me say I love you guys. Adam, you're hilarious.
Great. Now, Germany or Florida?
Okay. All right. This guy went on the internet to find
Florida.
A volunteer to be cannibalized.
Ooh.
He claims he found a volunteer. They met. And first, the guy took some painkillers on purpose. They cut off his penis and ate it together. Then the cannibal
I'm flip-flopping. I go Germany, Florida.
Think Rammstein.
Rammstein, yeah.
Yeah, I got to go Germany on this one. It's too technically oriented for Florida. Guy's loaded. He can't walk. He can't work the computer.
Too much planning.
Too much planning. Yeah. Too involved. Yeah. Florida just strangle a hooker, drag him back to his trailer and eat her.
Yet the whole the craziness, the diabolical, over the top, sociopathic craziness.
I think we're going with Germany.
All right,
yeah. Germany.
General consensus.
And
it was Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, you can tell. And as wildly, randomly effed up as these stories sound, they'll start to take shape. And it felt to all of us like Germany,
well,
right?
The flail penis.
I had another question for Adam.
Mm-hmm. And hold on, let me just say this. Other people call in with Germany or Florida. It's a pretty easy game. And every effed up story is either from Germany or Florida, so it's easy.
From now on, sauteed penis goes Germany.
That's Germany.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, it involved like painkillers and internet and things like that, and cooking. It's too involved for Florida. Yeah, what's up, Natalie?
For the you know how you charge people to have you come out for a weekend, you accept payments?
Yeah. Oh, like an installment?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty high interest rate, though. It's better just to come up to cash. But I have a 90-day same as cash policy that I'll be running coming up soon. Should I figure out how much it's going to cost for me to come out to see you?
All right.
Why don't you put out some gift cards with expiration?
I should do that for the Christmas. Okay. Yeah. You're calling from Anaheim?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cheap. So it doesn't involve flight or a hotel or, you know, transportation.
I hear the smoke's pretty heavy out there today, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So now we're up to $1,600 because of the smoke. What do you look like?
I'm got dark blonde hair, green eyes.
Dark blonde. That's brown, right?
Bleach black hair? What?
Green eyes?
Yeah.
That's good. And how much you weigh?
Well, okay. Currently, I weigh 180.
Hold on. Well, you said
currently.
You said, well, okay, and currently. I'm going to add $500 just for the currently and the hiccup there.
I just lost 30 pounds, and I'm still losing.
Mm-hmm. So what are you at?
I'm at 180 now.
180. Oh, okay.
A couple months.
I don't look 180, though.
Okay. You look about 185, 190?
Okay. No. I'm 180.
Okay, 180. I know, but you said you don't look 180.
No, I don't. Because I work out, too, so I'm not like all.
Okay, hold on. I got to crunch some numbers here. We were at 1,500. The smoke got us to 16. Then the 180. Ooh, we're at 2,500 now. And that's on the higher end of the in the neighborhood rate, the local rate. What else you got going for yourself, Natalie?
I'm a virgin.
Virgin. Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and take $750 off of this price. For the hymen. It's an incentive. Much as it's a cleanly. It's an incentive to the girls as much as it is a hygiene issue.
It incentivizes their staying a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gives them something to look forward to, the
mm-hmm.
Corolla.
Mm-hmm. We're at $1,750 now, Natalie. Do you live at home?
Yeah. Well, with my grandparents.
Oh.
They go to bed early, Adam.
That's interesting.
They go to Vegas every couple of weeks anyway.
Scores.
Yeah, but it's the smell of the mothballs and seeing the knitted toaster cozy. You know, it says, I love my granddaughter while I'm having the erection, and I've walked into the kitchen. I'm looking for beer. I don't know. That's going to bump us back up to $2,000, Natalie. All right.
They have mothballs in the closet.
They do. That's what I'm saying.
Having this problem with moths.
I'm sorry. We're at 2,200 now. Do you have your own transportation?
I could get it.
Now we're 25. We're back up to... We were 25. Then the virgin thing brought us down to 1750, and then the grandparents and the mothballs and the no ride bumped us back. We're back up at 25 again. Anything a band like to ask? Any questions that Drew would like to ask?
No, I think it's pretty much... if she could offer her an opportunity to lower the price, if she can give you anything that...
Do you cook, Natalie?
Do
you cook?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? All right. I'm not $100 off for that. How about van detailing? Do you do that?
What do you do for a living?
I do traffic school. I work in our office, so we do customer. And you know what? I was going to tell you also,
Your caller reenactments are so funny. We do it at work all the time.
I'm gonna drop $100 just for the compliment. And can you get me some of those traffic school completion slips?
There you go. Write off some tickets.
Yeah, if you can get me something inside, I can drop another $100. I'd probably work. I got to talk to my guys. We can crunch some numbers. Probably get about $200 off there for you. You're looking in the $2,000 to $2,200 range. Of course, it's minus gas and meals and things like that. There's a state tax.
Per diem.
Yeah, per diem. All right, good times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot we played that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling what my worth is. All right.
Good times, guys.
Were we going to hear a song? No, it's too late.
Yeah, next
too
break.
Late?
Next break.
All right.
We can open
it. Then we got a question for the band.
We can take a band question and then go to the song next break.
Okay, right. Let's do that. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a question for Yellow Card?
I meant next break. Take the
Well, too late now.
Yeah, no. We do.
Oh, okay, that's
come
cool.
On.
Really? What Jesus do we care? Hold. We can't go. Okay, well, that'll lead us into the song.
That's my point.
Yeah, but they're going to like a different song than the song we're going to play.
No, how do you? Well,
whatever you want, guys. You know, just
now, see, I'll tell you that. Okay.
That's my question, is what their favorite song is.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell the band during the break what song their favorite song
exactly,
is.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, now you're getting
and
it.
And then we're going to work some radio
magic.
It's magic, yeah. That song will be Way Away.
That'll be their favorite song?
That'll be your
How
favorite
song. How do you know
song.
That, Karnak?
Wow, that
Because
that
that's
was
the
amazing.
Song we're going to play.
Oh.
All right?
Oh.
So when we come back, we'll get
these things on?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll work that out when we come back. Yellow Card here, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ryan, Alex, and Ben all here from Yellow Card, name of the CD, Ocean Avenue. Going to hear something off it in just a couple of few. I wouldn't mind playing Florida or Germany tonight.
We're playing it.
Okay.
You wouldn't
I'm just
mind.
Just telling you folks out there that are listening.
Oh, so that last call we had was perfect.
Yep. It was great.
Find a crazy story that happened in either Florida or Germany. Call in, and we'll guess.
Well, it's easier. All you have to do is look for the crazy story, and it will have occurred in either Florida or Germany.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
And we'll try to pick which.
Absolutely. All right, question for the band. Here we go. Chris.
Hi, Drew and Adam.
Yay.
Hi, first time, long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
A little bit nervous. Right. I had a couple of questions. First one is for Yellow Card. What's their favorite song off Ocean Avenue?
I like them.
That's a hell of a question, man.
Why would we write a song that we didn't like?
It's a good point.
You know, I mean, that's what I always say in interviews and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Ryan, I mean, being this prevalent songwriter, what do you say to this one?
I don't know. I think. Lyrically, my favorite song is the last track, Back Home, is my favorite song lyrically, I think.
And, I've been listening to that one a lot lately. It's a good song.
Thanks, man.
But overall, it's Way Away, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think if there...
The industry standard answer is Way Away.
Yeah, if you had to make a... I mean, if you had to cast a vote, it would definitely be Way Away.
I think musically, Only One is definitely a big song for all of us. We kind of wrote that one in the studio. It was kind of... something we created all together at the last minute. It was just, I don't know, it was not like a song we wrote together during the pre-production of the record. We just kind of brainstormed and made up all this cool stuff and made the song. So we really like Only One as a band, I think.
Yeah, No. I mean, here.
But, of course, Way Away is definitely
you got
our favorite.
Your lyrics, you got your melody, you got your riffs, but it's a combined score.
Pulls it all together.
Combined score.
Yeah.
It's a song that pulls it all together. I got to believe that's Way Away.
All right. Well, then it's Way Away, man.
Message-wise. Oh, good.
Message-wise.
Just so happens.
Well, I will say, I'll say that Way Away is sort of the theme song of Yellow Card and, like, what our band sort of stands.
These our songs have meanings.
Yeah, it's sort of what our band stands for and, like, what we've done with ourselves and what we hope that... other people will get out of our music is sort of Way Away. That's definitely the...
Well, now that you guys have insisted that Way Away is your favorite song ever, not just that Yellow Card is done, we have it queued up. We'll give it a little listen. This is from Ocean Avenue, Way Away.
Yeah.
In here tonight, Ocean Avenue is the name of the CD. We'll play something else off it in the 11 o'clock hour. And now,
hey,
well, should we make this mention here, Drew, that Alex Farrell won our 28 Days Later competition giveaway prize?
After all your mouthing off about how you were going to select yourself, they required somebody not associated with Loveline to pull the names.
Yeah. Next time I decide to go for one of those inside jobs, I'm not going to blab about it on the radio so much.
Yeah, not repeatedly anyway. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
And so Alex's name was pulled. He's from Oklahoma. I can't pronounce the name of the city he's from.
Yeah.
And he's going to go for 28 days, or his buddies, 28 days at the Hard Rock Hotel Casino, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, good times, and congratulations.
The band's like,
can we have that?
Well, you could if you'd entered the competition.
Well, you could call this kid.
Sorry.
You could call Alex, and he might set you up for something.
Yeah, he may not use all 28 days.
I'm calling her.
He may require you to, you know, do a little private concert.
Get a little blood test.
Yeah. Alex.
Christine?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hi, yeah.
What's up?
I got a question for all of you guys. Is it weird that I'm 17 and I'm still a virgin?
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, if you look at sort of measures of who is and who isn't, most people are at 17.
Most people
are still,
virgin.
The planet?
I don't think on the United States.
They're still.
Yeah,
still
Africa has got to screw that up.
Yeah, but most
and
are still
And then Florida
virgin.
And Germany screwed
most,
up pretty good too, right?
Most believe 18 is about the right age to lose it. Even if they lost it before or after, they still believe 18 is about the right age to lose
it. But do you think most women in the United States... More than 50% virgin at 17.
I think it's about 60%.
At 17, really?
Yeah, you're right.
Do you have to deduct, though, 10 or 15% for people just...
Lying?
Yeah. Going the more attractive route.
It's just blind questionnaires.
I know, but people, even just to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I lie to myself all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, that's what everybody at my school are saying and stuff, and... Yeah, I just thought they were just saying BS.
Look, no, it's BS. Listen, there's this whole theory going around that people believe the social norm is different than it actually is, so they go out and measure what is the actual norm, and the norm turns out to be different than people's perception.
Huh.
People's perception is everyone's having sex, but the norm turns out to not be that. Not to say that it's a vast minority or tiny minority, but
I'm going to go ahead and agree with the fact that everybody's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. We got living proof of that.
And it also depends
on... You had to join a band to get stuff set.
And you're still not.
Still not. Oh. Still virgin.
Depends on...
Oh, no. That's not what I meant.
Come on, buddy.
That's not what I meant.
Hold up.
It depends on where you go to school, too.
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
Over the years, too.
Yeah, I go to, not to be mean, but like a bunch of white trash people go to my school.
Yeah. And, well, white trash... trying to think of the cultures that get laid the earliest. The Mexicans do, but that's usually within the family. So
yes. Parentally influenced.
Yeah, I'm not going to count. That's a cultural thing. We can't judge.
It's culture, man.
We can't
culture.
Judge. Cultural. We can't
all
judge.
Same. All the same.
Can't judge.
Culture's all the
can't
same.
Can't judge.
All beautiful.
I'd say white trash is definitely pretty down there. And there's a little little commingling with the family as well. But it's more cousins, whereas the Latinos, it's actually their dad that gets them. Whereas the white trash, it's second cousins, people like that. You never have... Never have barbecues when your wife
family reunions.
Yeah, family
bad
reunions.
News.
Bad news. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're easy picking, right?
Yeah.
So you go to white trash school, and that's there's gonna be a lot of people that are getting laid at a young age over there.
Yeah. Speaking of my school, Yellow Card is coming to my school tomorrow.
No
Whoa.
Way.
Yeah.
Way, homeschool.
Right. There's all these tie-ins with all these call-ins today.
You better holler out for my name, please.
What's your name again?
Virgin Christine.
Christine, all right.
Christine the Virgin.
Girl, you hold on. Hold on to the power of the V.
Keep it tight.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Yep,
right.
good right. times.
Keep it tight.
You're not. That was the wrong context to use that saying, dude.
Robert?
Or not.
Yeah. Robert?
No, it works.
Yeah, it works, exactly.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You get a rash on your penis?
Yeah.
How long have you been holding?
What do you mean?
How long have you been holding?
On hold.
On hold.
Since about, let's see, like 10:30. 9:30.
Yeah. Wow. It's been on hold for 57 minutes.
All right, let's go.
So.
Hey, Robert, you got to turn your radio down.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because my roommate at the group home, he's trying to listen to you. So.
At the group home?
Yeah.
Now, group home, that's where you and your band live?
No, that's where I live.
Oh, okay.
What's the deal, Robert?
Okay,
What's the problem? What happened with the group home? What went wrong?
About when I was, like 99, my mom was like a really bad alcoholic and stuff, and her boyfriend, he was just one of the types that always beat up on her, and one night I kind of caught him doing some wrong stuff when she was knocked out, and I just snapped, so I got in
He was,
trouble.
whoa, he knocked her out?
No,
she was blacked out from the alcohol. And what was he doing to her?
He was like, he had her tied down, taped down, he was like, just finger banging her and stuff, so I just like snapped and went crazy. So.
What'd you do to the guy?
Well, hold on, first off, it's finger blast.
In this case,
we're never trying to replace finger bang with finger blast. I find it more palatable. All right, so what'd you do, Robert?
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just I started hitting him as much as I could and everything. And then some people across the street called the cops because they saw through the living room window because my mom broke it like a day before with the brick because he tried to kick us out. So they called the cops and everything and they came. And then I asked to go to social services to tell my mom stop drinking.
Hang on a second. But you were like 12?
Yeah.
And you were able to beat this guy up?
No.
But he's able to try.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of noble of you.
Yeah.
He's a bastard either way.
Yeah.
So where's your mom now?
My mom lives in Parler.
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 Where's that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They got, there's a Circle K out there, right?
I don't really know. I don't really go down that.
Robert, what's the question?
And she's not still with Johnny Fingerblast, is she?
No.
Good. All right. Now, so you got put in the group home because your mom's a mess, though, not because you attacked this guy.
Not because I. Yeah, pretty much.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. after that, I started getting in trouble with, like, drugs and everything, so.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. I have two sisters and a brother, but I only see one of my sisters. I don't see my other ones.
Why? Let's see. Oh, God knows. Listen, when I'm in charge, I'm going to follow your sisters around and make sure. I will stabilize and sterilize until they get married. Yeah. Yeah, because they're going to crank out a bunch of kids with a troublemaker. That's what I believe.
Has that happened yet with them?
No, the sister that I talked to, she's 2 years old, and the other ones are 11. They're twins, wow. The other two. They live somewhere up in Nevada.
Give them a few months.
Wow.
All right. Wow. And who are they living with?
Their mom, because they're my half-brother and sister, the ones that live in Nevada. And then my other sister, she lives in half with my grandma, because my dad's in prison right now.
Yeah. All right.
So.
All right. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
You can still have a decent life, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know you've been through a lot. Get out of here in February.
And yeah. You got a program going? You got a sponsor?
Yeah, I got my own cell phone. Because my mom has her own company, and like I snuck it in here. So,
no, I don't. I mean, I don't mean you have.
Yeah, he stole a cell phone.
Like, are you sponsored by Verizon? I mean, are you? Do you have a sponsor in the program Recovery 12-Step?
Oh no, I've been drug free since January.
Yeah, I understand that, but you work in a program? Do a 12-Step program?
Yeah, there's a program here. We go to this jerk group called Panacea.
You got to get a sponsor.
My mom has a sponsor for her alcohol thing, but I don't have a.
You need a sponsor too. You got to get your own sponsor. It's going to help you stay sober. It's going to help you move forward, too. All right?
Yeah.
And your mom's sober now? She started her own company.
Yeah, she's been sober since, ever since that day.
All right. Wow. Well, that's good.
Good for her.
So. Okay. All right, Rob. So you're going to get out, and you're going to move in with her?
Yeah.
And then you're going to start working with her?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of business is it?
She has, like, this thing where it's just weird little, like, gadget things. Like, they have swords and whole bunch of different things, just like it's like a gift book and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. She hires under her and everything. So.
She goes door to it's a pyramid thing.
Huh?
You stay away from the nunchucks and the throwing stars.
So, Rob, what was your question?
Okay. Last Saturday, I had sex with one girl because I got to go home.
Yeah,
and I used a condom and everything. We went for like 2 hours. And then, even though I didn't orgasm anything, when we finished, because like we had to leave. And I just ended up at the end with some like quarter size like lump things. They were red, and it was like kind of swollen and kind of hurt.
Where?
On my penis.
Lumps on your penis.
Quarter size lumps.
That's big.
Yeah, and now they're like just peeling.
They're peeling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where they?
Uh oh, smoke detector. Robert, we just heard a smoke detector go.
Oh, yeah, that's a little. It goes off like every 15, 20 seconds.
How did we miss it all that time? Did you just walk into a different room?
Oh, no, I've been in the same room.
How did we miss it? We never missed that.
No.
And by the way, it's been 15 seconds.
Huh?
No, they don't go off 15, 20. They go 30, 35. Yeah. Should be coming up.
The band looks like groupers right now.
Hold on. Don't move, Robert. Let's see if we can catch the chirp again.
Well, the sound went out.
No, it didn't.
There it goes. There.
Okay. Okay, now, hold on. I got to pace that. I got to pace it.
I did not catch that.
You didn't hear it?
Every
54.
Night. Every
no,
night
I got it
we
that
hear
time,
it.
But 54.
Okay.
Can we get back to the peeling?
No. We got to get the smoke.
We got to pace the detector.
In between, let me address the peeling thing.
All right.
Okay, you could have a reaction to the latex and the condom. You're wearing a condom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it could be that, but I'm not so convinced of that. That's more of a diffuse reaction.
Huh?
I'm worried that it's just you traumatized it from 2 hours of sex, which is sort of excessive.
Okay.
And or...
Hold on.
Like a rug burn.
Sherp's coming.
There it was. Just heard it.
Number one!
Okay.
So it's exactly 30 seconds.
No, it's not exactly 30. It's
31.
Like 35. Right. Yeah. I'm huge in group homes, Drew. All right.
Anyway,
it's not herpes.
No, it'd be great, Robert, if somebody could look at that. And because really, once it goes away, it's very hard to make a diagnosis of things like herpes. It could possibly be herpes. Remember, I've always said that herpes shouldn't be a blood test.
Right.
I read an article that was suggesting exactly that. Unless you're sure that's what you're looking at, you can use the blood test as confirmation.
Didn't he say he had sex last night?
Yeah.
It was just last night.
A little quick. You're
all right. We got to take ourselves a little bit of a break. Yellow Card is here tonight. We ended up with a smoke detector call last night, And we got one already in the first hour of this night.
Good.
All right, and again, we're playing Florida or Germany. Anyone's got a kooky story out of Florida and or Germany, call us up. We'll guess. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yellow card in studio tonight. Ocean Avenue. Name of the CD. Oh, Drew wants me to read something. If I read it, though, and I say you told me to read it, it sort of takes away from it, right? A little bit.
I figure either way you're going to take away from
it's
it.
It's too late for that.
But it's fine.
Drew's very much into his book, which I hear is a fantastic piece of literature. It's called Cracked, and he got a review.
I got a bunch of reviews online on that. They were driving me crazy at first, and our listeners sort of came to my rescue. And I've pulled a couple of them up, and I pulled one off tonight that I
Katie thought was, Motlock from Indiana.
I thought it was illustrative of how our callers come to our rescue.
Online reviews are a bitch.
They are.
What are you going to do?
They're brutal.
What are you going to do?
This says Pinsky's book was excellent. That's you, right, Drew?
Right.
It was a personal book about what Drew does off Love Lines. I listen to Love Lines every night, and Adam Carolla always says Drew has no personality, and I believed him. She listens every night and believed you have no personality, Drew.
Well, she
took my word for it.
Well, she, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Until I read Cracked, and it's a very personal book that lets you see inside the doctor, behind the treatment. Yeah. It's an important book.
It's important.
And if you read it, you find out Drew has some personality.
That's what I liked about that review.
And I never said you didn't have any personality. I said we have people that call the show have multiple personalities, 8, 9, 10 personalities, whereas Drew has like half a personality. But I never said zero.
Right, you didn't say zero.
I find it selfish that people have 8 or 9 personalities and Drew has to limp along with half.
They can't share.
Yeah, they got to bogart all the personalities. How about just cutting Drew off a little slice?
Hey, all of us with part personalities.
Yeah, we don't. Drew doesn't even need one of your personalities. Just give him like 5/8 of one of your personalities or a quarter. It adds up. All right. Are people hogging all the personalities? Karen?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes. Hi, Adam, Dr. Drew. I love your show.
Thank
and
you.
And I had a question about a comment that I think Adam made earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said like white guys and Mexicans are like sexually active at a really young age.
Yeah,
well, they sexually start active early. Or have children? Did you say?
Well, either way, they get started. They get started early.
Okay, sure. And then I just wanted to ask you, why do you think it seems as though like Asians are hardly ever in this category?
Yeah,
you know, and it seems a bit odd, being as like in their own country, they're like overpopulated or whatnot.
We have an Asian in our band.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
How many kids does he have?
I'm not trying to be racist in any
way. No. You're just curious.
Oh,
okay. There's a good question. Whereas if you take the Latino man, his actions don't, or her actions don't change too much once they cross the border. The culture is the culture. That's consistent. I understand that. What about the Asians? They're cranking out all the kids. I mean, there's all that, you know, China has the 2.5 billion people in it, or 2 billion people, or whatever the hell it is, and then they come over here and they won't crank out any kids.
Well, they're only allowed to have like one in China. They have population control.
One and a half.
Yeah.
One and a half. So, yeah. Okay, but why the overpopulation over there and not over here?
Well, I wonder if it's that certain sections of each of these ethnic regions end up in our country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's the deal. Here's what I think. I think the Asian cultures come here to forge a better life for themselves.
So it's a certain part of the population. Well,
yeah, you get that part that says, no, you don't have a kid at 16. You go to high school, then you go to college, then you get married, then you have a kid. That's how you become successful. That is the same element that picks up and moves out of the thing.
Okay,
all right, the Latino population wants a job. It's not so much like our kid's going to go to Harvard. It's like I'm working in a factory making coat hangers for 50 cents a day. This sucks. I want to get over here and get to work.
Mm-hmm,
so it's a different – they're looking for a different slice of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Mexicans because they aim low. They just want a gig. Whereas the Asians, oh, they want the world. I want my. They must play the harp, the piano, and go to Harvard and get on the dean's list. Mexicans, like, I want to buy a sixer. I want my own ride. You see what I'm saying?
They're both sort of adopting their own versions of the American
dream.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. And, God bless it. I know it sounds like a beat up on the Mexicano guys, but I love them. These are my people, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take a break here, Drew?
Yes, we need to.
All right. Yellow card here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ryan, Alex, and Ben are all here from Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue. Name of the CD. We'll hear something off of that in this hour. Let's see. We have a Florida or Germany.
Bring it on.
Let's go.
Summer.
Yes.
You're 26.
I'm
here in Florida.
All right. You know
Florida
how the game is played? Florida or Germany? Give us the situation.
A man is found dead in his home of an apparent suicide. Mm-hmm. He bled to death. The reason he bled to death was that he cut off his penis and his testicles. And when he was found, he had a testicle in each of his pockets and his penis was in his mouth.
In his mouth?
In his
Florida.
Mouth.
Florida.
Florida. Feels like Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Feels like Florida.
Florida.
Florida?
What yes. city?
Destin.
Where's that?
About an hour.
I know where Destin is. It's on the Gulf side, south.
You guys would be amazed.
Not far from where we are.
You guys would be amazed how often people pull off or cut off their genitalia.
Honestly?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane people that do it.
Because, like, to us, that's absolutely
insane. It is absolutely insane when people do it. But it is something.
To us normal people, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah, you guys not being insane.
Hey, but at least we're two for two tonight. Yeah. Florida, Germany.
And we got the Germany last time, right? Yeah. And Florida this time.
You know, and we're good. Germany last time had to do with the penis also.
Yeah, but they cooked it and ate it. Yeah.
You're right, but I'm just saying, like, we're good.
The guy beforehand.
The five of us together.
Ritualistic, you know, Germany.
If we were on Jeopardy and Florida or Germany was a category, we would be killing
when
it.
When we're on Celebrity Florida or Germany, we'll clean up.
I see.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Soft shell penis.
All right, let's keep on.
I'll take penis for 1,000.
I'll be contestant.
And we'll talk. We'll take more Florida or Germany calls as the night wears on. Danielle?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I noticed tonight when I was checking out my piercing to see just how it was going that my nipple was leaking some kind of fluid.
How old is the piercing?
It's about a year and a half.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I took the other one out about a week ago. How come? Excuse me?
Why? Okay, whatever. We're moving forward. You took the other one out. This one's leaking. You don't know what it's leaking.
Yeah, I squeezed it and it spurted out some fluid, and I don't know what it could be.
No, I'm guessing transmission, maybe power steering or brake fluid. Possibly. I'd have to take a look at it. Go ahead and put some kitty litter down in the bed. That'll soak it up at night, and then we'll get one of those pans.
Well, it's not leaking. Only when I squeeze it.
Oh, only when you squeeze it.
Are the nipples irritated?
No, this one's fine.
Are you taking any medication?
No, I haven't taken anything in a long time.
And
not even aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Why did you take the other one out?
Because it kept trying to go underneath the skin, and I didn't want a big scar, so I took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any chance you're pregnant?
No. I've been on the depot shop for about a year and a half, and I haven't had sex in about 6 months. Uh-huh. So.
Wow.
All right.
I know I'm not pregnant.
What's up? You got two nipple piercings and you're not getting laid? What's up?
I know. What is up with that? I'm not sure.
Well, what's going on? What do you do for a living?
I'm a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can people see the nipple piercings through your bra? No?
No?
Doesn't show?
Not at all.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, if a chick gets hard nipples, you could see it, you know, through her bra or through her shirt or whatever. Wouldn't we be able to see the pierced nipples? Like, wouldn't
Maybe
be able to see the studs?
If you're looking for it.
All right.
Did you ask what the point?
Poke out of my shirt or anything.
All right, Danielle. Yeah. So one of the things it could be is milk, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and that's something that needs to be evaluated. I think thyroid problems, pituitary tumors, that sort of thing can cause that.
That's a beauty thing, dude.
So it's something to look into. Just nipple irritation can cause it in some individuals, so it may not be that
big a deal. That's what I thought, but it doesn't smell, and it doesn't taste like anything.
Oh.
Well, milk doesn't.
It's not a different color.
Human milk is pretty clear.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what should she do?
I'll go call Planned Parenthood tomorrow.
Yeah, get it checked out. Because really the concern is that it's infected material. It's some sort of what's called serous or exudative fluid that is
that squirt out?
It'll form little cavities that can then squirt out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Seromas.
Yeah.
It's good times. It's good times.
Yeah. I don't like the nipple piercing on a chick. It's just there's no way to really improve on that area. You know what I mean?
You're right, but they say it's... It improves the area.
It does? No?
For what?
It doesn't?
But that's still...
This is hearsay. Right.
But it improves it for them. See what I'm saying? What's in it for me?
Dude.
Yeah.
You're not a very sensitive guy, are
No. you? No. My nipples are, though, ironically. I like a little nipple play.
Oh, my God.
True hates that. But I have sensitive nipples. I don't mind that. I'm masculine. Oh, I'm secure enough in my masculinity to say that, Drew.
Why is that so disgusting?
I like a little nipple play.
Yes, I hear that.
I like you to flick it a little bit.
With my tongue?
Yeah, with your tongue. No, you know you...
Where's that vomit sound?
You know you flick the syringe to get it going?
Yeah. I'm good at that, too.
You good? Yeah, do that on my nipple.
Anderson, please.
There.
You know, David has become a main character in that Bonnie Hunt show.
David Allen Greer.
Yeah,
and I
enjoy
put him,
that show.
I put him on the map by getting him to vomit on Crank Anchor.
It's one of the first things he did on that show, by the way.
Very powerful.
The Bonnie Hunt show.
Yeah, David Allen Greer is a great fake vomiter.
What happened to In Living Color? Wasn't he on that show?
Yeah.
He's
great
good.
Show.
I don't
He's
think
good.
He did the fake vomit on that show.
No, he invented it up here.
Sarah?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for the band?
Yeah, actually. Sorry if I can't hear all that well because I was at both of the shows yesterday.
Ooh.
So, I just wanted to ask how you guys felt about being on the radio after all these years of playing together. Like, finally you're on the radio.
It's pretty special. I don't know.
It's cool to make the transition from just being a
like,
band.
Do you think your fans radio. From One for the Kids, like, because I know I've been listening to you guys for so long and, like, I'm really happy for your success, but, like, now that, like, I don't want to say teeny boppers, but kind of, they're, like, into music because they're, like, at
That's
the
right.
shows even yesterday, like, oh, you're so hot. And
they're
that's,
posers.
Like, to us, you know?
What's your name again?
Sarah.
Sarah, all I can say to you is we're trying to make a living being musicians,
uh-huh.
and everything that's happened has been, you know, a decision that we've made as a band and a place that we want to go as far as being on the radio or signing our major label record deal. And
right.
as long as you still like our music, which I hope that you do,
of course.
Then don't worry about all the kids, yeah. the teenagers.
That's the constant. You know,
like,
our music's
they're gonna,
always gonna be
they're gonna be there. They're gonna listen to the radio and they're gonna say, oh, someone thinks that's cool, so I have to go to the show. But the day we start making crappy music, then don't like us anymore. But please don't think any less of us because we're getting on the radio or we're getting more popular. Because we're still gonna make music for you and for our fans. And
I really appreciate that.
I mean, that's what we do. You know, like don't think that just because some little girls are there saying, "Oh, you're so cute," and I heard you on the radio, that like that makes us different people. You know, we're still the same band that we were when we made One for the Kids.
Uh-huh.
We're just trying to, you know, make a living. Like we can't go back to school. We can't try and make another career for ourselves. So we kind of have to take this as far as we can. But, you know.
All right. She's heard enough. She's 18.
I'm just trying to. Well, this is a statement I have to make, is all I'm saying. Like, because this is like the. Are you selling out?
You're sounding defensive.
Yeah, you sound defensive.
It is. It's a defensive
question.
No,
yeah.
No.
I don't
want to
upset you or anything.
No, no. I just don't want you to think that we're doing anything wrong.
He's passionate.
No, just like, I don't. I just.
All right, who cares? Don't hate them because they're beautiful. I think that's the message.
Yeah, sure.
Now listen,
simply put.
Here's we get this all the time. Bands go from playing a lot of local shows, and then all of a sudden they're moving some product, and they're getting on the radio, and then everyone who was listening to them when they were 15 or now 19, they got to call them, they got to pose the sellout thing, and the bands always get freaked out. Listen, everybody... Any band, if you think back and look at all the bands that influenced you, whatever CDs you have at home, whoever you liked growing up, they all came out with a CD at a certain point, did they not?
You wouldn't have known about them otherwise.
Right. Right. You can be good and come out with a CD, oftentimes better than those who don't get to move CDs.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
More than anybody was Dickie from the Boston's.
Yeah.
He used to worry about that.
Oh, I got to call him. Call me. There he is.
Sorry if I went too long.
No, that's cool.
No, we're defending you.
You didn't give us your honor.
You didn't need to defend yourself.
That was our first on-air sellout.
Yeah, that was, for sure. So
give us a break, guys.
No, no, but we're trying to advise you.
Dickie, shut
you
up.
Don't need, you don't need to defend yourself on that.
That's right. Tori?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
kind of embarrassing. This is my first time, so. Mm-hmm. I've slept with 30 guys in, like, the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And, right on.
Wow.
And,
30 in a year, right?
I haven't orgasmed. Not once. I can make myself orgasm, but I
31 is going to be your lucky penis.
What's the where are we right now? What's the address?
She's out in Arizona.
Private.
Alex, no, she's in
Alex
Fresno.
Is waiting.
She's
Alex is waiting.
She's in Fresno.
We just left Arizona. It's too late.
We got one for you, babe. We got one for you.
Well, have you ever had an orgasm during intercourse?
No.
You probably never will.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's
don't
normal.
Bum her.
Put a pox on your vagina. Now you never will.
But you can during oral sex.
That sucks to be me.
No, that's most women, Tori. Most women have that.
Do guys give you oral sex?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And that doesn't do it?
Yeah, that does.
All right. That's most women, Tori, fit that description.
Yeah.
Most women are in Adam's series.
Every single one and their sister.
Does not have orgasmic intercourse.
Their sisters, their moms, their grandmothers, all of them.
Why 30 in a year?
Yeah, why not 40?
That was my other question.
Oh, okay.
Why am I such a nymph? I mean, I probably think about sex more than you guys do.
No.
Not possible.
What is it, like 8 times every second?
Well, here's the whole thing. Women can do as much or as little as they want. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can absolutely set the tempo.
Well, when women sexualize all their feelings, it usually is because there was some sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that something that's in your past?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why you do that. And it sets up sexual compulsivity. And if you have addiction also in your family and you inherit that gene and you get sexually abused, you can actually get true sexual addiction where you can't stop in spite of negative consequences from all the sexual activity.
Yeah, and then at some point it'll get shut down too. That's where I come in.
Yeah, there's a bipolar quality where you go from hyperactivity, super sexual, to completely shut down and into deprivation.
Yeah,
where you can't be sexual, and they fluctuate back and forth. It's usually with the guys that can give you a real relationship, the guys you could actually be intimate with, all of a sudden you'll shut down because that becomes too threatening.
All right, so how about a little therapy, baby doll?
There you go.
No, I tried that.
Yeah.
How many years did you go?
Actually, I only went like a half of a year, and I didn't like it. I couldn't stand it.
Good. Nobody likes anything. Look, let me tell you all the things that people don't like. They don't like going to the gym, and they don't like tofu and broccoli flour.
Therapy.
And therapy and push-ups. You don't like it. You don't like getting up early in the morning. Yeah. Here's what we do like. We like to get high. We like to watch a lot of TV, and we like to beat off. Wait a minute. It's my life.
Amen.
The point is, and I want to eat cream pies exclusively. Like, of course, yeah, you don't like anything that's good. That's how you know it's good, unfortunately.
No pain, no gain.
All right, so Tori's got to get back into that.
Very much
or she can just keep screwing her way. But her vagina is bottomless. It cannot be filled.
Cannot be satisfied.
No. It's like a well that goes through to China.
Yeah.
Where they study hard and only have 1.3 kids, right?
Right.
All right. Where are we? Does it still go to China? Has anyone modified that in the last 40 years? You know where the guy digs a hole and he ends up in China? Is that where we're going to be?
Is it still a well
if there's no water in there?
It's a good point. It is if it has one of those little roofs over it that's in a bucket.
A crank with a bucket.
A crank on it. But it's got to be a wooden bucket. It can't be a mop bucket. A lot of guys try to pass that off. No way.
Yeah, that's not a well.
Yeah, and the roof has to be a shingle, cedar shingle would be good. Yeah, all the ones that are on fire
now. It's all got to be sort of Pinocchio style.
Yeah.
I was like now that California is officially on fire. They always do that thing where they give you like little tips, like the houses that had the cement shingles did not catch on fire. The ones with the... All right, let me get this straight. Yeah, let me get my scratch pad out.
At least the Terminator is the governor, so he'll be able to handle something like big fires and stuff.
Yeah, that's the expectation.
Right?
I'm thinking right? He's up to
it. He's got it all in control.
Catherine?
He's a superhero.
Hey, yeah?
Hey, you're 23. What's up?
Dating question.
Mm-hmm.
I can't meet a nice guy for the life of me. I'm a little eccentric, but I'm not ugly.
What does eccentric mean?
Eccentric. I'm working on a PhD in math. Well, now it's math ed.
You're fat.
Math ed? True, please. We don't know she's fat. But we are assuming.
I'm not fat.
Not fat.
I'm not fat. I resent that comment.
What kind of math degree are you working on?
Was working
on math education?
PhD in math. Now it's math education. I mm-hmm. suck. I'm a sellout.
Why? You're just teaching, you're just going to be a teacher?
Oh, no, I'm going to teach teachers to teach or something like that. Do research.
I see. All right. Well, you sound a little nutty.
Why, thank you.
All right. Let's try to figure out what's up with you. What do you look like?
5'4", short, red hair, mm-hmm. not fat.
Mm-hmm. Not fat.
Not fat.
What are you coming in at weight-wise?
Curvy. Maybe a little chunky, not fat.
Okay, what are you coming in? Give me a weight. Give me a weight. I gotta know whether you're cruiser, or light heavyweight, super middleweight. I gotta put you in a bracket. You understand? What's that?
155, but I work out.
155.
Uh-huh.
5'4". 155. Let me do some quick radio math. Hold on a second. I do. I'm a math major myself. 5'4". 155. Carry the two. Bring the rounders. Okay. I got 5'2" and 15/16", 166. All righty. All right. Okay. Is that about right, Catherine? Thank you. All right. So, Catherine, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You could probably trim down a couple of pounds. That would help your case. I don't want to give everyone listening an eating disorder. I'm just saying, if you're going to try to land a man, 130's got a better chance than 160. That's just the way guys are.
Yeah.
Also, here's the problem. Here's the secondary problem. You're mm-hmm. smart. You're a good student. That doesn't amount to anything for guys. It amounts to a little something for the right guy, but nah, you're 23. If you're talking about 25-year-old guys, it doesn't amount to too much.
It really doesn't. I'm finding that out. Like, I hate to say that on national radio, but girls, don't be smart. This is a good idea.
Well, that's
no, it's,
right.
No, it's not about.
You don't have
not
to worry about our listeners.
It's not
though.
About
all
not, just it's not high, about not okay? being smart. It's that if you are smart, don't expect most guys, to respond to that at all.
Just pretend like you're not smart.
Some guys
but,
will though.
No, but here's the problem.
You've got to be hot
here's
first,
what,
and then
here's,
the smart comes.
Smart brings with it nutty and eccentric, and that's what guys are turned off by. You can be just smart and normal, but smart chicks are usually a little bit nutty, too, and Catherine's a little bit nutty, and that goes hand-in-hand with the smarts, and that screws her up a little bit.
Come on. I know that there are geek guys out there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. But you don't want those, Catherine. They're saying the same thing you're saying.
Would you like a geek guy?
Oh,
no.
Sure.
Oh, you'll take a
so
geeky
much
guy?
More
fun.
What?
You like geeks.
Oh, yeah.
See, she's talking about personality and not looks.
When do you have friends?
Yes.
You do. Can they set you up?
No.
Why not?
No. We all know the same people.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to. I don't know. Maybe college isn't the place for you.
Branch
although
out,
I don't know
out.
What you're gonna do when you get out of college.
But yeah, interesting point is that she wants a guy who acts like a geek but looks like Brandon Fraser or something, you know, somebody.
No, right. she'd take a guy that looked like a geek, acted like a geek, was a geek, as long as
could,
like, hold a decent conversation.
All right, you can probably find a geek over there. Geeky guys are
move to Boston.
Are spazzy.
Move to Boston.
Yeah, maybe Arizona. I mean, you know what? You're a cold weather gal. Yeah,
hang out like some Harvard bars.
Yeah, Arizona's not the place for you. You got to move toward the.
Not the place for anybody. Arizona is hell.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, Arizona sucks.
It sucks.
Arizona sucks.
Okay.
No, it's a nice place.
It sucks.
It's a little hot.
It's 180 degrees.
In Tucson.
Move somewhere.
Over 100
move to a colder climate. Okay, look. let me tell you something about you, ladies.
That's great, Ben.
If you got red hair, if you got red hair, that means you got white skin. That means Arizona's no good. And if you're 160 pounds, Arizona's no good. Because all you're doing is walking around in a pair of short shorts with your fat thighs hanging out and the sun beating the crap out of your lily white skin. Not your place.
Yeah.
You go to the East Coast. A lot of guys drink more there.
Yeah, they do.
You get a lot of guys.
They
just,
do.
Guys are blasting in the middle.
We're from the East Coast.
They're drunk in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You put yourself on a nice sweater and some leggings. You're in like Flint. Yes.
It's
yes.
Smart goes a long way out there.
That's right.
They actually do.
Boston.
Yeah.
I'm telling
New
you.
England. Yeah.
Arizona.
Boston.
Yeah. Smart's a lie.
Ivy League, baby.
Smart's a liability. And by just by the virtue of everyone living in a place where it gets up to like 123 in the summer, you know there's no smart people living there. It's fried all their brains. East Coast. That's what Catherine has to do. All right, should we hear a song?
Yeah.
We have time?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah? All right. This is off of Ocean Avenue from Yellow Card, and it is called Ocean Avenue.
Listen to this.
Off Ocean Avenue, where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. There's a place on the corner of Cherry Street. We would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Been all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. Let your waves crash down on me and take me away.
Tonight, Ocean Avenue, name of the song, name of the CD. It is out as we speak. We're going to take a quick break. Well, I want to get another Florida or Germany before before we head out.
Right.
Again, you figure out something pretty effed up. It's got to come from either Florida or Germany. It's easy. Just get on the internet. They're all from Florida and or Germany. And then you, well, it's not and or, it's or Germany. And you call us and we guess. Whether
we don't
it's Florida
guess.
Or Germany.
We tell you.
We tell you.
We're two for two.
We're two for two. I'm feeling pretty good about now.
We are.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ugh. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yellow card in studio tonight. Ocean Avenue. Name of the CD. Now, let's see. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Diana. Diana?
Hi, Diana.
You're 16?
Yeah. I have a question for you, Adam, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, what's so great about big boobs? Because, I mean, I have them, and I don't think they're that great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bouncy, bouncy.
Liability if you've got them yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I would agree with that.
All the girls start treating you kind of bad.
I'm not interested in what people think of their parts, only what I think of their parts.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
It's a good philosophy. But I mean, like, I mean, well, I mean, I like them, but I mean, mm-hmm. I do get the, like, the wrong attention and stuff sometimes.
Both from men and women.
Oh, and
right?
I can, like, totally, like, the last call, like, she was like, oh, if you're smart, you know, you're nutty and stuff. Totally attest to that, but that just made me, like, hypersexual because I wanted to, like, mask that.
What? Mask the smartness.
Are you from the Midwest?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm just nervous right now. I probably sound really weird.
You want to mask the smartness?
I don't know. Like, people, like, tell me, like, oh, you're really smart, and so I know they know I'm smart, but I don't want them to think I'm, like, eccentric and stuff. Like, so, like, I just, like, be, like, try to be, like, sexy and stuff, you know? Well, okay. You might not know. I mean, I'll say stuff to the guys.
Whatever you're thinking, Diana, it's not what you're doing.
you're trying to act like...
Betty Boop, so people don't think you're Einstein.
I think I'm smart.
Nobody knows who Einstein or Betty Boop is. Who calls this shit?
I know who both those are.
You do?
Yeah, Einstein's that one guy, and he's smart, and he always has like quotes and stuff like, "Oh, if you're bad at math, then you know, trust me, I'm worse than you." And, yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it.
What about Betty Boop?
Just go back to thinking I don't know who they are.
Okay,
she's that girl, boop boop beep doop.
All right. Good times.
Oh, Adam, I wanted to tell you something. Like, last week you were, like, bitching about, like LAX and stuff. Like, I don't know if you didn't leave from LAX or whatever to go to Las Vegas.
No, I went to Burbank.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I don't know, like, where you live, but, like, I go to Long Beach Airport if I have to go to Vegas because they have JetBlue, and it's, like, really awesome.
That's a good idea.
You're 16. How often do you have to go to Vegas?
Actually, I go to New York and take JetBlue, and I know they go to Las Vegas.
Why do you go to New York? Whoa.
I picture on the phone, it's like she's motoring down PCH. She's got her
car.
Convertible. She's got a convertible like Austin Healey. All of a sudden, the cell phone rings. We need you. The Korean cartel needs you in Vegas ASAP. This one's not going to be able to be hashed out over the phone. She slams it down. She heads to Long Beach to hop on a flight to JetBlue, but she's going to spend the weekend in Manhattan. She's 16. You know what my range was at 16? As far as my buddy Tom Dent's RX-7 could take us, and he was willing to drive. But 16. I didn't even know what an airplane was at 16. I really had no idea. Diana?
Yeah?
What are you going to New York for?
Oh, just like if I go to see my grandma. Like she's, I guess you could say she's accident prone, so gotta go see her, so she shouldn't die, I guess.
And what about Vegas, when you have to go to Vegas?
Oh, actually I've never flown JetBlue to Vegas, but I've like driven there, so.
She just noticed on the way to New York.
Yeah, just like when we go to New York, I noticed, like, you know, it's like I looked on the paper and it also JetBlue goes to Las Vegas. And
all right. Yeah.
I want to help you out because, I mean, as much as your rants are, like, hilarious, I mean, I know, like it probably does suck.
Yeah. No, I would like to find a airline out of Burbank that went to Las Vegas as well. But I can't go to, by the time I drive to Long Beach, it's now.
Okay. Yeah. It's just
too much work.
I don't know. I'd
all right, baby doll. But listen, your problem is you have a C cup.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's not double D is like huge.
All right, C cup, who cares?
Yeah, you're 16, you're just getting used to your body. It's kind of weird to have guys all of a sudden responding to you in ways you're not used to just because of how your body looks. Women are going to treat you differently. They're going to shun you.
They're not going to shun women. Your wife would shun her, but women won't.
Hey.
Shut up. Every 16-year-old chick is a victim, please.
Let's ask her.
The hot ones are victims. Wait, the fat ones are victims.
Right.
They're all victims.
But Diana.
Yeah?
The girls treat you differently, too, since you've developed?
Yeah. But I like totally tell them, like, I would totally try with you in like a second, and, you know, they can't do that, so.
So you make a point of...
I am.
Oh, who cares? First off, she's got a C cup. Big deal. It's not grotesquely big.
She's 5'1".
She's got a C cup. Half the girls in high school have a C cup these days. Number one. Number two, it's not an issue. As a young female, you trade on your looks. Guys are into hot chicks. I don't know why it's so noble to go out with a chick who has a nice ass and green eyes, but you're some kind of retard if you're going out with one. Your sexual predator, if she's got a nice rack on her, who cares? It's all as long as it doesn't involve the mind, who cares? It's all physical.
All right.
That's all guys are into. And you're better off if it's such a horrible, debilitating position to be in to have a large rack, why do millions of women get boob jobs each year? All right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you. Cry me a river. Joe?
Hey.
You have, you're 15.
Yeah.
Florida or Germany? You have one for us?
Yep.
Nice.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, there's this guy just, you know, normally walking down the street, and a police squad car came down going the other way, and they got out of their car, and they shot at him 12 times because they thought he had a grenade. In fact, he was eating a pear.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. They thought the pear was a grenade.
Florida. Yeah.
It could be Germany. Cause
Germany.
Because Florida, grenade's not a big...
I say Germany.
Tool of destruction.
Right. I don't know. Now, this is tough.
It is tough, yeah.
I'm going Florida on this
one. I'm going Germany.
I'm with Drew. I think I'd go Germany as well.
So what?
Just think of the liability there.
We're 3-2.
Can't shoot at anybody in this country.
Yeah.
You guys, we have to have a team.
Florida police. I mean, I grew up with the Florida police.
So what are we saying?
So split.
I've been stopped by Florida police. I didn't even grow up there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bad. They didn't open fire on me.
3-2.
Okay, so you want to go Florida or Germany? I mean,
Germany.
We got to pick as a team. This is like Family Feud. Germany?
Survey says.
The pair. I'm not sure what the German hand grenades look like. You know, in World War II, they had the stick on them.
The potato masher.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely believe grenade is the key word in this puzzle.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go Florida.
You want to go Florida?
We'll go Florida.
All right, go Florida, because if it's Florida and we all say Germany, Adam will never let us.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hear the end of it.
Adam wins.
If it's Florida, we might have seen it on the news though by now.
This is true. Shot him 12 times.
This true story.
This isn't cheating, but Joe, was it a black guy?
No, it was actually a businessman.
Businessman.
Yeah.
Germany.
Germany.
Now we're Germany. Yeah.
Germany, everybody.
No, it's actually Florida.
Oh. my initial impulses were correct.
Like Miami? What city?
No, it's
what city?
I can't remember what city. I read it the other day on the internet.
All right. Jackson, all right.
Florida.
But that, he was eating a pear and they thought it was a grenade.
Yeah.
Did they kill him?
Actually, no. They shot at him 12 times and they hit him in the leg once.
All right.
Anyway.
See, that
makes you feel
Florida.
Safe, doesn't it? That you're the police officers.
They would have killed him in Germany. All right, thanks,
Joe.
All right, we're. I was pushing the Florida
at
the beginning.
You were.
But turn out. Okay. All right. Okay. Now listen, we're batting 750 or 60 something here. Or six. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going out of four. All right. Yeah, we're batting 666. No problem with that. Let's. Got a question for the band here. Joey?
Oh, cool. Yeah?
Yeah. You're 16. What's up?
Oh, well, I wanted to ask the band if, like, what bands, like, inspired them to, like, write their music, and, like, what bands, like, motivated them?
Quite a few. Yeah.
I grew up on Pearl Jam.
Oh.
I was 12. I saw Even Flow.
Yeah.
Started rocking.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite band is Ben Folds 5 and Green Day. Weezer.
Oh, I love Green Day.
Yes, so do I. So do I. Oh, we're kind of like, I don't know, kind of staple products. We like the basics. I don't know.
Cool.
Ben Folds 5 does not get their due.
Amen. No, Amen.
Does not get their due.
God
and
bless you.
Not only that, I mean, a couple of songs like Brick and stuff got some airplay, but... Buy the CD. Go deep into it.
Buy all the records.
Buy all of them.
Yeah.
All.
And also, Ben Folds has started a new thing with Ben Lee and Ben Queller.
Separate. He's not Five anymore.
Well, he's just Ben Folds now, but he's done another project now called The Bends, and it's Ben Folds, Ben Queller, and Ben Lee,
mm-hmm.
and it's incredible. The guy's just incredible. I think he's talent. The best songwriter of our generation.
I heard Ben
he's
Stein's
incredible.
Also in that band.
Ben Stein?
Yeah, he plays the fish. Plays the hollowed out wooden fish. yeah, Ben Folds, great stuff.
Yeah, Ben Folds, I write a lot of the lyrics and melodies for the band, and I think that Ben Folds has definitely influenced a lot of that as a song. He's taught me a lot about songwriting. So
I got the DVD.
And we should get him back on this show, by the way.
Can we come? I haven't met him yet. It's one of my greatest goals in life.
Yeah, he was on a show. It's been some years. We'll get him back on, and then we'll play him this tape, except for not this part that's coming in my mouth right now, but the part where he kisses ass, but not what I'm saying right now. Or we could, but then... No. Then okay.
I kiss his ass on a pretty regular basis in interviews. Yeah, I do.
And I always figure if you do enough ass kissing, the person will show up in person for you to kiss their ass.
Maybe.
Nah. Turns out not really.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold on to my fantasy, if that's all right.
Yeah, but you should not ass kiss with a purpose. You see what I'm saying?
It should be just random ass
kiss. No, mine's genuine ass
kiss. It should be genuine ass kiss.
Yeah, I believe that he is a great musician, and I genuinely kiss his ass.
Yeah, which, brown nosing is when you're trying to get a promotion or something from kissing ass.
It's not like that.
But this is just pure ass kissing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Yellow Card in here tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Yellow Card is in the hizzy. Yeah, Drew?
For chizzy.
Yeah. Ocean Avenue, name of the CD, and it's Back to the Phones We Go. Girlfriends follows each time. That sounds good. Kevin?
You.
You're 23?
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, really?
Kevin?
Yeah.
23, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
I want to know, if there are any long-term effects of, my girlfriend swallowing me when I come.
Swallowing you.
You look at it as you, huh?
What?
Yes, your chi.
It's you.
It's my everything.
I wouldn't. I don't look at it as me. I look at it as.
Consider yourself lucky.
I look like a hot potato. I want to get rid of it. You know what I mean? If I look at it as me, I wouldn't want to get. I don't want to store it. I want to save it. I want it out as much as possible.
And I don't know. It's like the best thing on earth, dude. I feel so good.
See? Consider yourself lucky.
The best.
She loves it. And I was just.
She loves it.
I was just curious, if there's any long-term effects. I just imagine her just going.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but I'm going to guess it's all right.
It's really just.
She just likes it too much. I don't know what to do.
Infectious disease is the problem. And if you have nothing to give her, then.
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't get sick or anything off of it, but I'm just wondering, I don't have any diseases because I've got tested, but I was just curious.
There's nothing sort of intrinsically dangerous about the semen.
You're just a lucky man, my friend.
It's very thoughtful of you to consider her.
I bet Kevin tastes like a cross between surfboard wax, weed, and Arby's. That's my combo. That's what I think you taste like. Is that true?
She says it tastes pretty sweet, but I don't know.
I'm smelling some junior college.
Yep.
Yeah. I can always smell junior college.
That sounds more like Waffle House instead of Arby's.
Yeah. He's 23. There's no reason to be in junior college at 23, is there? But I still smell it. And there's nothing he said that indicated that.
The pot tone.
Smoking a lot of weed, Kevin?
No, I don't smoke pot at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Bummer, dude.
What happened? What are you doing in junior college?
I drive a meat wagon.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
You work for a funeral home, or you drive, or you actually move meat?
It's an ambulance, man. It's the nickname, the meat wagon.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, sometimes they'll call a hearse or something a meat wagon, too, right? Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
come on. You
come
got
on. You smoked pot at one time. You smoked a lot for a couple of years there.
I used to in high school, but not.
Yes, we hear it. You can't fool us. Come on.
What are you doing in junior college besides wasting everyone's time?
Bagging a bunch of young girls.
That's right.
What about your girlfriend, dude?
I don't know. I got a couple of girls that.
He's got extracurricular activities. Oh, dude, you just lost major points.
Now it's
bogus.
She's not listening.
This is why when I'm in charge, I get rid of junior colleges.
Yeah.
I eliminate them. They just become sort of singles bars for stoners. They're like daytime single. They're way for guys to meet up with other guys and like, score weed and
like
nail
the,
chicks.
It's like the purgatory of young adulthood.
It really is. And they can stretch it out from 18 to well into their 30s.
Yeah. Here, Roach Motel.
Here's what I'm gonna do. When I'm in charge, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna send my people through. I'm gonna find again. I'm not gonna mess with the Asians or the Indians. Not the American Indians, but the Eastern Indians. These people are good. And anyone who's in a nursing program can stay too. And I'll let the athletes alone too. But I'm gonna start looking for blonde guys in their mid-20s. Listen, Spicoli, how long you been in here? Let me see your records. I want some ID. What's going on? Why are you here? What are you studying? And if I hear like I'm just a little general this or that, you're out.
I'm a communications major.
It's right to the work farm. I put you to work working on the L.A. to Vegas Railroad. That's where you go. Right into the desert.
Train, yeah.
Right on the bullet train. Think of this. Think of the utopia. I combed through all the junior colleges, and there's got to be thousands of them in the Los Angeles and California. I separate the wheat from the chaff. You see what I'm saying, Drew? And that's all the troublemakers. Strong back guys. They need a job. Take them all and put them to work on the bullet train to Vegas. Huh?
Yeah, there is no chain gang anymore. Might as well start a new one.
That's right. An all-blonde stoner chain gang building a railroad. You got to watch them because they'll build it in a circle.
Yeah, Ben is your first volunteer.
Ben,
let's do this.
Coming?
Let's do this.
Good. All right. First, we got to recruit. Start tomorrow early. Oh, here's a Florida or Germany, by the way.
Yes. We're two for three.
Yeah. Hey, you're all right, Florida or Germany. Go ahead.
All right. It's a circus one, okay? It's a midget. And he was a human cannonball, and he shot and missed his landing pad. And just at that moment, the hippo was yawning, and he landed in the hippo's mouth, and the hippo swallowed him and killed him.
No.
Florida.
I swear it's true.
Florida. Where'd you read that?
Huh?
Where'd you read that?
It was on the internet, but I mean, it's got to be true.
All right, well, let's break this down. Florida...
Ringling
Brothers
features.
Is out of Sarasota.
You're talking about a circus that travels. That's not fair. I mean,
but he's got a lot of amphibious type animals in Florida. Germany's.
But listen, if this actually happened and it didn't happen,
by the way, in the United States,
we would have heard about it.
It was on the AP wire. It wasn't like some random internet news.
When did it happen?
It was. I think it was in the last 6 months.
No.
I remember hearing
okay.
that.
Okay, now I'm going Germany.
All right, I'll back you up.
I'll go with that.
Yep, it was a German circus.
Thank you. All right. I could have been 4-for-4 had it not been for you guys.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I did not. We're sorry.
All right. But see, that's not fair because I'm thinking if it happened here, we would have heard about it. It gives me an advantage. And that did not happen. That a midget was swallowed by a hippo.
No, what happened was the midget splatted on the ground. The hippo walked over and...
Yeah?
Lapped it up.
Really? Yeah. Hey, you know, the human cannonball guys don't get enough credit. That's a hairy thing to do.
Yeah.
That fired from a cannon.
Did you do something like that?
No.
In San Diego?
No, I did not.
What? For Super Bowl, weren't you guys doing something funky like that?
Oh, we kicked a midget through some goalposts.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. Yes, of course. How could I confuse that?
Not a human cannonball. Yes. He was tethered. No, actually, it was Wee Man from MTV fame. All right, let's see. Find one good last one here, Drew. What do you like? Who's been on hold the longest? How about that? On hold the longest?
All right.
Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yep.
You have a 26-year-old boyfriend?
Well, no. Someone I was dating, yeah.
You were dating?
Yes.
You're not dating him anymore?
Not really. I kind of ended things because he's just very weird.
Okay.
Often not.
All right.
And what's the question?
Okay. So my question is, like, I get really confused. The reason I stopped dating him was because I kind of get confused whether he's into me or not. And... I kind of wanted to see what you guys' opinion was.
So you're into him?
Well, last time we met with him, Adam, what'd you think?
I asked him specifically. I said straight up, I looked him in the eye. I said, are you into Sarah or not? I got to know.
Yeah.
And Drew, you heard me say that,
right? I did. And usually some of his quirky behavior sort of made me feel uncomfortable. But
yeah.
Yeah, that day he was being especially honest. So
yeah. he looked down, he looked up again, then he looked me in the eye and he said, no, not that into her.
I heard it.
Yeah. So,
Sarah, how's he acting?
Basically, like, sometimes he's really into me and he talks about me being a partner in his life, and we really click. We have a lot of chemistry, but then he's really shady, and he's going through a lot, and then, like, I'll maybe call him, and he doesn't call me back for a
bit. How old is he?
He's 26.
And what do you mean he's going through
26.
A lot?
26.
What do you mean going through a lot?
He just has some family issues.
He's 26.
Like, why do you have to, why you gotta date a guy so much older than you?
Yeah,
I've always dated guys older than me.
26, not that far out of range.
All right, but here's the deal.
A little weird.
Okay, his family thing is his dad wants him to move out of the goddamn house.
Yeah, I was going to say, the family at 26, he should be living completely independently.
No, he just has some issues that, like, I don't know. He's just he's dealing with, like, his sister and
junior college?
Take care of her. No. He's at a university.
Does he live with his parents?
Wait, 26.
No.
What's he doing at university?
He's in grad school. He's like totally smart. Like,
all right, look. All right. Here's the deal. If he was into you, he would have presented
that. Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Okay. So assume that he's not.
I think you're breaking up with him was a good idea.
Yes. Your impulse is when you feel that someone's not into you.
They're not.
They're not into you.
Yeah.
And listen, all these reasons. Oh, the guy's going through a lot of personal whatever. Whatever reason you make could be a reason for him needing you.
Yeah.
He's going through a lot of tragedy or a lot of personal this or that.
And for whatever reason, he's not into you, he's not into you.
Yeah, right. That's what we're best at, is giving you reasons.
Right. It's never the schedule, and it's never what you're going through.
Right.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Yellow Card for coming in here tonight. Tell everyone to get Ocean Avenue. Thanks, guys.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having us.
We'll do it again soon. Wasn't there a website you wanted to give a plug
to? Yeah, we got
to
tell everyone to log on to ycmerchguy.com.
What?
November 1st. YCmerchguy. Merch, like as in the guy that sells our merchandise at our shows.
M-E-R-C-H.
He's going to have his own site.
And otherwise, it's yellowcardrocks.com?
Yellowcardrock, yeah.
Rock.com.
All right. We're all square?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. What are you coming in at, weight-wise?
Curvy. Maybe a little chunky. Not fat. Chunky.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.